This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers are back in the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday's matchup with the division rival Minnesota Vikings. It is the first of three straight divisional games for the Packers.
Obviously, the divisional games are absolutely critical, and you talk about this three-game stretch, but really all that matters is this one game. I mean, we just got to focus on what's right in front of us, and that's to try to put together the best plan to go out and play a team that I think is an extremely tough football team. I mean, shoot, they put it on us twice last year.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments. The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur said the Packers are hoping to open the 21-day practice windows for IR players like Marshawn Lloyd and Jaden Reed. Lloyd returned from training out west and returned to Green Bay feeling pretty good.
I would say yes. Talking to the medical people, talking to him, they feel like he's in a pretty good spot right now.
LaFleur said quarterback Jordan Love came out of Sunday's game with the Giants pretty sore after he took a hit on his left shoulder and had to leave the game. Coach was asked about trying to get Love to stop taking those unnecessary hits.
As he was scrambling, he did a little pump fake and actually got the guy to kind of leave his feet a little bit. And so I don't know if he thought he was a little bit more elusive than what he really is and thought he could get around him or not, but obviously it didn't work out.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more on the Packers from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.